Good morning, good morning. Just before we begin, Maseches Menachos, as I put out on the chat yesterday, I wanted to do with you just a little piece from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh to really help to frame a little bit of what we do every single morning. I sent it out on the chat yesterday. I actually just reposted it today. Just a small little piece, and I have to thank Zevi Daniels on us with us on Zoom. Baruch Hashem, he gave me this beautiful sefer called Shari Baal Shem Tov. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, he's holding up his copy now also. And it's a remarkable, remarkable sefer that kind of consolidated the major pillar teachings, like the fundamentals of the Baal Shem Tov in the beginning of the sefer, and then through the rest of the sefer expounds upon them, utilizing the various teachings of the Baal Shem Tov's disciples and his Talmidim. So just want to share with you, if you look on the sheet that I sent you, it's Shar Yud. Shar Yud. So listen, just... we're starting a new Masechta, again, just to frame a little bit about the profundity of what it is that we do here each and every morning. So the Rebbe writes as follows. He says, Limud HaTorah, Chavilos Limud HaTorah. Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh Malamed. This is on the bottom of what's called, of page Chaf Vav. Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh Malamed. Sha'adam Tzarech Rada'as, Kama Hu Chaviv Lifnei Hashem Yisparach, Kishu Lomid Va'osek B'Torah. A person should always recognize how beloved he is. Literally, again, kama chaviv means almost like how dear he is before HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he learns Torah. Rebbe said, that statement by itself is so beautiful. Because when we learn, we think about learning often, again, as something that we have to do, which makes sense. It is something we have to do. But we sometimes forget that when we do it, the Ribono Shel Olam, we are so beloved and so dear in His eyes when we're doing something that is so special to Him. He goes on, he says, Hashem Shomer V'shoket Al Sifsosav Shel Adam L'Nashek Osam Kishu Omer Divrei Torah Utfila. The Rebbe said, this might be the most beautiful line I have ever seen in my life. The Rebbe says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, literally again, Shomer means like he watches. Shoket means like almost like he stands attentive by the lips of a person to kiss those very lips when a person davens or when a person learns. When a Jew moves his lips in prayer, moves his lips in Torah, the Ribono Shel Olam Kibiyachol kisses us. He kisses those very lips. Afilu im hulo legamri mevin. Mahulomi. This is a very important statement that I wanted to focus on today. Even if a person does not understand what he's learning, right? I'm sitting here, I'm learning perhaps a particular Masechta in Seder Kachin, and maybe I started out the first couple of minutes and I'm following, but then about 3 minutes in, I'm out. I don't know where the turn went, but somehow I lost the rest of the train, right? My car separated, right? My caboose separated from the rest of the train somehow, some way. The Rebbe says, "Afilu im hu lo legamri mevin mahulome." Even if a person doesn't totally understand what it is that they are learning, aval hulome. Listen to this: im chayos viava vislavos. But you learn with life, with love, with excitement. Es Hashem sameach bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so happy with me, va'oev eovo, and loves me, kemo av shesamach im b'no hakatan. Just like a father who rejoices with his young son. Rebbe says, isn't this beautiful? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's simcha over my Torah learning has nothing to do with my comprehension and everything to do with my involvement. Just like a father, right? The father plays with his young son. Maybe the child can talk, the child can't talk. The child understands, doesn't understand. The joy of the father is nothing to do really with as much the interaction. Right? This is why we know like quality time with loved ones is very little about the actual conversation, but so much just about the ability to spend time together. When a Jew learns Torah, I understand it, I don't understand it, I'm spending time with the Ribono Shel Olam, and in those moments, he kisses my lips as they move in prayer, as they move in Talmud Torah, and his joy knows no bounds. Lo rak es hatevo shebasefer hu kore. Because it is important to understand that when you learn, you are not only reading the letters in the sefer. Ela el Hashem yisparach ba'atzma hu kore. So get ready for this line. When you read the letters in Torah, when you read the letters in Gemara, You're not just simply reading the letters. You're reading HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says that by definition, when we learn, what we are actively doing is we are engaging not even with God, but we are engaging in God. The reading of the letters themselves is mamash. Whatever this means is the reading of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To who Yisparach, Maniach es kol asakav. And when a Yid learns Torah, when a Jew decides to go ahead and spend time with the Rebbe, because Erosa, that's what it's about. It's about spending time with God. And when you spend time with someone you love, the topic of conversation is absolutely irrelevant. When you spend time with someone you love, again, the ikar is just be there. You understand, you're following, you space out a little bit, you're there, you comprehend. It doesn't make a difference. I'm here. I'm present. And when that happens, v'hu yisparach maniach es kol asakav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts aside everything else that he's involved in, and God's involved in a lot, upona elav, and he turns to me, kedei lahamshich alav rachamim v'chasadim, in order to shower upon me compassion and kindness. I will say, this is the power of our learning. We're not reading letters, we're reading God. And when our precious lips move with the words of Torah, the Ribono shel Olam literally kisses them. And whether we understand or we don't understand, every blot Gemara, every line Gemara that we do is the opportunity to spend time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when the Ribono Shel Olam sees that we are coming, that we are running, that we are leaving behind everything, including precious sleep, to come and spend time with him, he sets aside everything else and comes to spend time with us. So stop over here for today. A good way, I think, to frame our new Masechta. And with that, I'll say let's get started in there.